B-Pod Studios.
You know what date it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's already Wednesday. God, this is a great week.
Well, it helps when you only work Tuesday.
Yeah, I did have Monday off, in all fairness to you guys. So
make the week shorter.
For you guys, you're like, it's finally Wednesday. I know, I get it. But it's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'll take a Monday off and be like, I can't believe it's Wednesday.
I recommend it.
You want this week to end so I can get back on vacation.
Yeah, I know. Brian, you're on vacation next
Again.
Week.
Yes, I am.
Again.
Wow. Who is your agent?
Right?
Dang.
That's right.
Yeah. So yesterday, I want to just straighten this out.
Okay, please.
Because, look, I am not exactly, you know, a world-class golfer.
A scratch golfer?
Yeah, I'm not a scratch golfer.
I know what that means. I found out.
Thank you. I'm no scratch golfer.
Right.
But I do know that it is proper etiquette for me to, if I request or you request me to mark my ball, I will do that. So, Dave, your husband, was listening yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was chagrined.
He was like, what's up with Bob? And I said, what do you mean? He's like,
be more specific.
All right. Yeah, well. All right. Short story long, okay?
And I said, he said, does he golf often? Because, you know, you're supposed to mark your balls. And I said, I don't know. I think he does. Maybe he's just being a rebel.
Not as much as I want to.
Right.
But when I do play, I know that. Yesterday, we were golfing, or I was down in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And there was an older British gentleman who was getting on my case because I wouldn't mark my balls. It's not that I refuse to, but I will on request.
Yeah, but you should request. That's the appropriate thing. You should be like, hey, you want me to mark my balls?
Right.
Instead of having somebody ask you, sir, could you please mark your balls?
Yeah, I know. That's so
just
balls.
You go first.
Balls. So, there's only one.
It's only, well, but in a series of a,
the
you
series
know,
of balls.
You know, yes.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Let Dave know I know.
All right.
Dave, please, rest assured, if we ever golf, I will mark my ball.
Each and everyone is responsible for marking their own balls.
That's the way it goes on the course. Okay, good. Okay. Anyway. I just wanted to straighten
out. And what is a scratch golfer anyway?
No, I mean, nothing to do with that.
I'm like, what's he doing?
Well, if his balls are, no, we're done.
Anyway.
We should stop.
Woo!
I remember an old story, though.
Really?
We could say it on the Johnny Carson show. Remember that time?
No.
I think it was, Arnold Palmer's wife was on the Carson show. Do you remember that story?
No, I don't remember that story because I was two.
Okay, fine. Because do you have anything you do to, you know, for superstition with Arnold's whenever a tournament? She goes, before each tournament, I kiss his balls.
Oh, my God.
And Johnny said, well, it must make his putter flutter.
Oh, hey, now. You guys are sick.
5-7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:56 with Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's not Margarita Day. No, it's National White Wine Day.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you know who likes to drink white wine.
We do, and we can't even say it on the radio.
Nope.
That's what they say. Okay, what's going on, LBF?
It's 66 degrees in Boston. A dozen counties in Massachusetts are experiencing either high or substantial coronavirus transmission rates. The CDC is recommending that all people wear masks in those areas. The only locations in Massachusetts not on the list are Franklin and Hampshire counties. A new report indicates that nearly all of the recent positive tests for coronavirus in Massachusetts involve people who were unvaccinated. People in their 20s are currently the largest group testing positive for the virus in the state. fact. Governor Charlie Baker will not be among the 700 guests at former President Barack Obama's 60th birthday bash. Baker was not invited to the party planned for this weekend on Martha's Vineyard. However, he would not attend regardless because of the size of the party, saying 700 people at an event isn't a good idea, even if guests show proof of vaccination. And up to 15 million people struggling to pay their rent are breathing a sigh of relief. They may be allowed to stay in their homes for another 2 months. The CDC issued a new eviction ban yesterday, just days after the first one expired in areas where COVID cases are high. In sports, the Red Sox dropped the series opener to the Tigers in Detroit 4-2, making their fifth straight loss. They take them on again today. Weather today, cloudy with occasional showers this afternoon and a high of 76.
The Rays lost two, so only one game back.
Good. But wow. Well, yeah, that's five. That's a lot. Five in a row.
That's a slump.
That is a
Tampa
slump.
Tampa Bay Rays? Or the, right?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
They were
it's
the
like
devil.
A bad penny.
They won't go right.
Right. Like Tom Brady moves down there, and all of a sudden it's Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay, Tampa
Bay.
Yeah,
Lightning won.
I know.
The hockey thing?
Stanley Cup.
It's like being confronted with your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend all the time.
Yeah, it is. Just
it's
go
painful
away.
For people, and I apologize.
Unfollow them.
I am
you
going
can't.
To.
Dang. Okay.
Florida.
All right, Brian. Ow. So New York City, Mayor de Blasio announced yesterday that restaurants, right, and gyms and other places of public gathering have to have proof of vaccination now.
I mean,
you know that's coming.
Well, right? Here's the thing. Like, okay, but it's going to be. How are you going to enforce it?
We were meeting yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And some of our coworkers haven't got a vaccination or might not. And they were mentioning how easy it is, if you wanted to make a fake vax ID.
I mean, it would
that
be
seems
simple.
Very irresponsible.
Your average 15-year-old could do it.
Right. Exactly. It's just, I don't know how they're going to enforce it. I mean, I agree with it. It's like,
I think it's coming. I think it's just a matter of time, you know, before you have to show proof before you get anywhere. We'll see. McDonald's is, from what I understand.
What's going to happen with kids, though? Like, if you want to go to McDonald's with your kids, or like if you want to go to a restaurant with your kids, because kids can't be vaccinated yet. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, boy. Restaurants will be great. We can leave the kids
in
the car.
Yeah, exactly. They won't know.
So. McDonald's apparently is, according to what a story I saw, requiring masks again for all customers,
all
regardless.
Customers.
So, I'm not saying here we go again, but, you know, here we go again. So.
Here we go again.
Okay, fine. All right. It's 6 o'clock. Better news on the horizon. Not a bad day. 76, right?
Not bad.
We'll take it.
Cloudy.
And right now it is 66.
More 80s. More variety. You are locked. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Hey, Prime members, take advantage of peak tomato season at Whole Foods Market. Get organic heirloom tomatoes for $2.99 a pound through August 10th while supplies last. You like heirloom tomatoes?
I do.
Yes. They're fancy.
It's a classy gift to bring to somebody's house when you go over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's fancy to say it because a lot of people don't know the word. Call it heirloom. But no, it's heirloom.
I don't know who you're hanging out with, but whatever.
Hey, you know those heirloom tomatoes? I don't know.
I'm out.
Okay. Check out your Whole Foods Market app. Okay, LBF, what is cool?
This is so interesting. Every car made after 2027 may have this. I'm kind of excited about it.
After when?
2027.
Okay.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. Is it wings?
No.
It's not wings.
Flying
okay.
cars?
Find out.
No.
I wish. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I've got a shout out for some local fishermen who rescued a woman from a coyote.
It's crazy.
From a boat.
That's crazy. It is.
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, and we have to go all the way to Adelaide, Australia for a hack on how to keep those shower glass doors clean with three simple steps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I was TikToking and I found this.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
That's what we do, right?
We TikTok.
Yeah, we TikTok. Around the clock. All right.
All right, this is why you should read the fine print of all these big, giant government deals. Buried deep in the 2,700-page infrastructure bill is a provision that mandates all cars manufactured from 2027 onwards be equipped with this, a drunk driver monitoring system, in the hopes of ending a behavior that results in about 10,000 deaths in the United States each year. If passed, the bill would give a firm release date to a research program the federal government and the automotive industry group have collaborated on for more than a decade. So that would be great, because here's the thing with people getting behind the wheel when they're drunk. They don't know it. You know, you're like, oh, you know, I just, person like realizes afterwards, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if you could have something in the system right there that says, nope, you might want to go sober up, buddy.
Are they all going to have a breathalyzer?
That's what I was wondering. Are you blowing into it?
I don't know.
And that's what a lot of people who have, right, priors have to do.
I've had that happen, you know.
What?
No, I didn't have it happen. Uh-huh. I got into a car with somebody.
And he had to blow in?
It was a Santa. And he
was a Santa. This is a better story.
Man, it just keeps getting better.
He was a Santa, and we just had to. And he's like, "Well, he was driving. I drove with him to my house, and he's like, just 1 second."
Oh God!
And I'm like, "Oh well, Santa's got a high pressure job."
Okay.
Anyway, I've seen it in action.
He blew
it was clean, fine. Everything's great. It's all good for him. It's all in the straight and narrow now.
People leave out a lot of eggnog over the holidays. All right.
Okay, Brian.
Shout out to fisherman Captain William Kelly and his fisherman Andrew DeCarton. They were cruising along out by Race Point Beach last week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they heard cries for help from the shore. Check out this. They took video of it. Check this out.
There's a lady getting attacked by a coyote out here. I'm not even kidding. She's trying to beat it off with a stick. Did he bite you? Are you all right?
You won't leave me alone. I don't think I can get it. I only got 2 feet of water.
You won't
leave me alone.
Wow.
So that was Marcy Sterlis. She posted on Facebook how they rescued her. They pounded on the side of the boat, then they found some TNT and dropped a boulder on the coyote.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's funny.
No, they didn't do that. They pounded on the side of the boat with an oar. The coyote ran off. They got her onto the boat and brought her to safety. But the coyote was chasing her up and down the beach.
Where was this
on
again?
On Race Point Beach.
I have a question. Wouldn't she just jump in the water?
That is a
coyotes
very
can swim, too.
I'm sure, but like she probably could swim faster. Why wouldn't she just jump in the water and get away from it?
Because she was just taking a walk on the beach.
Well, right, but like if you're being chased by an animal that's a land animal, I would be like, let's go. I'll go in the water.
Well, that's where the sharks are.
I mean, not to blame her. Don't blame
her.
You're being chased by a coyote.
All right. So, all's well that ends well.
Yeah, sure is.
I hope she bought him lunch.
Way to go, fellas.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? They deserve a nice
they
lunch
do.
After that,
they
I would
do.
Think.
You always...
Huh?
I just know what to buy you if you ever rescue me.
Yes.
Give him a reward. No, he just wants lunch.
I'm going to buy a lunch. It's fine.
Hey, have this sandwich.
All right. Let's go to Adelaide, Australia for this little TikTok hack. This woman has a simple step, 3 ingredients to wash shower doors to keep them clean without expensive products or a lot of hard work. Here she is explaining this hack.
This is another hack that I found on TikTok that just works. A dish wand, vinegar, and dish soap. A lot of you probably already know this. I already had the same solution in the shower, but in a spray bottle with a cloth. And honestly, it was just such a waste of time. You can even do the outside of your showers and just wipe it down with a towel or anything, a microfiber, and it just comes up so clear.
Okay, you know what a dish wand is?
Yeah, I know what a dish wand is.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like that I know.
Well, vinegar, dishwashing soap, and that's it. And your magic wand, and just, I saw her do it. Just wash it down, rinse, and it was sparkling.
Really?
Isn't that great? Why do you need all that expensive stuff? Just get that. You got vinegar, don't you?
You know what you can get? A shower curtain.
I, you know, understand some folks like a shower curtain.
Well, they like it.
You can use it to clean those, too.
Probably. Mm. Vinegar is the thing.
Just try it. This is the, you know, the sound that you will get. Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
That's a gliss.
Yep.
Okay.
Dish wand.
All right, that came
making
from...
Making all your wishes come true.
No, yeah, okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Men at Work from 1982. Their big debut album when people learned what a Vegemite sandwich was.
Right.
And that's all. You didn't ever have to try one. Nope.
No, thank you.
You know what it is, right? Yeah.
It's like, I know it's not yummy.
Yeah.
So that's when I stopped listening.
Well, we know it was a penal colony at one point, so they'd eat whatever they could get their hands on.
Okay.
So that's that. Hey, everybody's Facebook is blowing up. You might have FOMO. I don't know. Guns N' Roses.
I know.
Fenway last night.
Kind of.
I would have loved to go, but it's, you know, come on. It's a late night.
Yeah, we got work to do.
We have work. We got a show to
put
on.
Rest you, apparently.
Yeah. So, Brian, where did you get the sound?
A friend of mine posted on Facebook. She was right next to the stage.
Nice.
Right. Right. So many people were posting from the show last night.
So everybody was there.
Yeah.
Well, here's Axel with Welcome to the Jungle, right? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Oh, boy.
All right.
I mean,
okay.
Ooh. All right. Well,
yeah.
You said you hit some of the notes.
Yeah. It's hard.
You can't recreate what you were able to do in your 20s.
I bet it was a fun show.
It's, you know, the music sounds great. It's still,
all cranking and everybody's cheering.
Fine.
That's great.
Yeah. He was wearing jeans, not that crotch corset thing they used to wear. So I'm bummed out about
that.
Well,
he's almost 60.
Yeah. You know whose look is timeless? Mm. Is Slash.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
that top
he
hat.
Lots of hair.
Curls.
Cigarette. Sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah. I really feel like he goes home and puts that hair and hat just in one piece, like on the bedpost.
I think it is one.
You know?
Absolutely does. Like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
It's just one thing. He takes the hat off. And the hair comes with it.
Yeah.
He's a little bald, man.
Yes, exactly. Unrecognizable.
There is Slash. Okay, 6:31. LBF, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Okay, I have a question for you. If you were married and had a five-month-old baby, and your husband was caught swimming in Capri with topless models, would you be mad?
Is this morning court?
No, this is just Dirty Laundry.
This happened.
This happened. I'm going to tell you to whom and how I feel about it.
Okay, I think we know.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up in 10 minutes. Dirty Laundry.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
Sure you will. Billy Joel's at Fenway tonight.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you. He's got cleanup duty after
Guns
N' Roses last night. How'd that happen? Okay, 6:45. LBF's got Dirty Laundry.
Okay, so say you're a new mom with a five-month-old, and your husband's got to go back to work, and part of his job is, oh, I don't know, swimming with topless models in Capri.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad?
His job?
Kind of, and I'm going to tell you who that is and how I feel. Mother-in-law feels. His mother-in-law weighed in on this.
Boy.
And when your mother-in-law gets involved, it can get tricky. But before I get to that, hey, Barack Obama turned 60 today, and he was going to have a big old bash on the Vineyard this weekend with 700 people flying them in and having them take COVID tests or proof of vaccination. Well, you know what?
Bad luck.
You know, we've got the Delta variant. No matter what, it's just a bad look, and he figured it out, so he has scaled it back, canceled the party. He's just going to have family and friends at his tons of acreage compound, $12 million. I'm just jealous.
No, well, why wouldn't you be?
I mean,
so now it's just family and friends.
Family, friends, but
I wonder
friends.
What he probably Islanders, fellow Vineyard friends.
I just don't think it's
Carly, James.
I don't know, Carly and James. I don't know. I don't know if they hang out. Judy Blume. Yeah. Bill Murray, that, Amy Schumer.
That's fun. That's
I mean,
all
everybody
need.
Lives on that island in the
it's
summer.
A fun party. That's
I've
all
never
you
met
need.
One of them.
Right.
Well, there, I'm hanging out where I hang out.
You scale it down from 700.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was
I think
party.
It's just, you know, and you know what? He's experiencing what we've all experienced in the past 2 years, which is like having plans dashed because of this ridiculous virus. So hopefully 61 will be better. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Meghan Markle, too. She's the big 4-0 today.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of the royal family.
Okay.
Okay, you guys.
This is it?
So, Princess Eugenie is Sarah Ferguson's daughter. You know, Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Perv.
The redhead.
Also. and Fergie, the redhead. Her daughter married this guy, James, what's his name? Brooksbank. Jack Brooksbank. What
Jack
a name.
Jack Brooksbank.
Jack Brooksbank.
Hello.
And she's at home in like some sort of small little castle someplace.
Taking care okay.
A starter castle.
A starter castle. Right. Taking care of a 5-month-old. She's oh. just had a baby. You know, she's
poor
like
thing.
Just a mess probably.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Brooksbanks, who is apparently a spokesperson / brand ambassador for conveniently Casamigos tequila.
Okay.
Well, he's like, I gotta go to this UNICEF thing in Italy. So, babe, hang out the baby. Right. I'll text you. Next thing you know, he's on a boat in Capri with topless models swimming in the ocean while his wife is probably losing her mind.
Wow. Well,
I mean, she probably has help.
Trust is everything.
Trust is everything. And that is what Fergie said. Mm-hmm. The mother-in-law got involved and said, "And I don't have any.
Oh, I thought you had it.
It was just from, no, she didn't say anything.
Can you do it in her accent so we know it sounds
good
like
idea.
Her?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it. I can do it as Margaret Thatcher.
Well, go ahead.
Ready?
Mother-in-law.
Jack is a man of such integrity. He's just one of my most favorite people. I call him James Bond, actually.
That's what she said. He's a superhero, great father, fabulous husband, and he always, he's just...
Pretty James Bond move. I mean,
I know.
Capri top. I don't think my mother-in-law, Bev, would have that same thing to say.
I don't think Dave's mother-in-law, Bev, would have the same idea, too. No. She'd be like, what's happening? And he's coming home right now.
Yeah, right now, do not. Well, Capri, they're topless. It's what? It's nothing.
It's what they do.
Yeah. It's what they do?
Don't even look. Look
don't
away.
Even look.
He's not even looking.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's so looking. See the pictures right here in the Daily Mail.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Oh.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Happy Wednesday. It is the 4th of August, and LBF's got the latest for us. News and whatnot. What's going on over there?
I dropped something. I'm fine.
You dropped your script?
No, I dropped it's all good.
All right, let's move on.
Now I want to be professional.
Yes.
It's 67 degrees in Boston. a dozen counties in Massachusetts are experiencing either high or substantial coronavirus transmission rates. The CDC is recommending that all people wear masks in those areas. The only locations in Massachusetts not on the list are Franklin and Hampshire counties. A new report indicates that nearly all of the recent positive tests for coronavirus in Massachusetts involve people who are unvaccinated. People in their 20s are currently the largest group testing positive for the virus in the state. Frontier Airlines is now supporting flight attendants for taping a passenger to a seat. An Ohio man was arrested for allegedly groping 2 flight attendants and punching a third. The 3 crew members were suspended. The union called it a knee-jerk reaction.
We have audio of, we'll play a little bit later on, of this guy just freaking out and the actual duct taping of
sound
coming up.
A New Jersey couple is adjusting to their new life as parents to extremely rare triplets. Medical experts say the odds of having identical triplets are between 1 in 60,000 and 1 in 200 million. The triplets are now home with their parents and 2 older sisters. In sports, the Red Sox dropped the series opener to the Tigers in Detroit 4-2, making it their 5th straight loss. They take them on again today. Weather today, cloudy with occasional showers this afternoon and a high of 76. Okay, coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry. When do you bathe your kids? One celebrity has a sniff test. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's... Hopefully not a trend we're going to go with here.
What?
You know? Yeah.
When my sister was 5, she didn't take a shower for a month during the summer and wore a Smurf shirt constantly.
Julie, are you listening?
She swam.
Okay, fine.
Chlorine is a very good cleaner.
You know? Yeah. It was back in the
right?
day. I love that smell.
I know.
Wow. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 716. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I fight authority. Authority always wins. Did for this guy. This was what, Frontier Airlines?
Yeah.
All right, so here is an unruly passenger on a Frontier Airline flight that had to be taped, duct taped to his seat. I don't know what set this guy off, but he was grabbing flight attendants, punching one.
Yeah, he was
drunk.
Titled 22.
22-year-old guy. So they finally duct taped him to his seat. So here he is freaking out and bragging about his parents' $2 million value or worth, I suppose.
You guys suck. My parents are worth more than $2 million damn dollars. And you know what? You suck.
Yeah. That's duct tape. That's duct tape.
Oh boy!
Can you imagine being on that flight?
No, I'm always afraid of that because it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. Like, I
you're already nervous.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Let me tell
it wouldn't
you,
be good.
Right now, I flew this week, and it was just a nuisance. First of all, I had a 11 o'clock flight Thursday. I got a text at midnight. Your flight at 11 has been canceled.
Yeah.
You've been rebooked at 3:30. Mm-hmm. So that was 4 hours gone. And then I get to the connector at Washington Dulles, and your flight's been delayed for an hour and a half. So I didn't get in until 9. I was supposed to be there at 4:30.
I need to come into some easy money because I never want to fly commercial again.
Right?
that kid's parents are worth $2 million.
Yeah, that's why he's in Frontier.
And then Spirit Airlines is
canceling.
Canceling.
American is canceling.
Our poor intern, Elizabeth, is supposed to be flying Friday, right?
Yeah, the notorious Spirit Airlines. I'm nervous. Bob has been telling me all these horror stories about all these flights getting canceled. I'm worried.
Well, my daughter's supposed to fly up Friday from Myrtle Beach on Spirit. And we saw all these people at the airport stranded from Spirit.
First mistake is booking with Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all those.
I know it's cheap, right?
I know. But they don't have enough pilots. They don't have enough air crew. So apparently they're just postponing and canceling, and it's
not good.
But apparently around 300 flights got canceled or postponed this week. So I'm
look at this. So here's what makes it worse for those folks who are stranded.
Yeah. So
what at do the you airline,
do? Go get something to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then yesterday we saw somebody posted on Instagram the price of a Sam Adams Summer Ale, $28.
Where?
At LaGuardia Airport, run by the OTG company that has the contracts.
Yeah.
Plus a 10% COVID charge.
No.
Yeah. So
that is a so this is it.
$1.80 on top of it.
They have you corralled in this area that you can't leave, and then they upcharge you all this stuff. This is why people go nuts on airplanes, because when you're treated like animals, you act like animals. And I blame the airlines. And I know that, but when you are treated like an animal, when you are stuffed in a tiny little seat where people are yelling at you to do certain things, you can't do this,
you're
can't do that.
So you're right, you act
then
like
you
cattle.
Act like you act like an animal.
Yeah.
And that's why I just can't fly until things are regular.
Well, this guy who posted the $28 beer, the company who saw it, the OTG, said, oops, good catch. Yeah, that was supposed to be 18.
It doesn't matter. It should be $6.
Right? Forget water.
It was a 23-ounce draft, so that's almost like two beers.
All right, $12.
Okay.
Man, that's...
Yeah. Anyway, it's out of control. So if you're stranded, you're forced to buy these. Now, my wife will always buy the water before she gets on a flight.
You got one of those, huh?
Yeah. $4.49 for a bottle of water.
Dave's always like, gotta hydrate. I'm like, wait. Wait till it's free.
You wait till it's free.
A nice little seltzer from a nice little flight.
Right.
Flight attendant.
Oh, Dave's the same one.
Once they're done duct taping that guy
to
the seat.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, flying's fun.
Oh.
Elizabeth, good luck.
Thank you.
You should drive to Jersey.
Or take the train.
Take the train.
I love the train.
I might. Depends on the
I'm telling you. Yeah, keep an eye on it. Yeah, my daughter's supposed to come up for a graduation party. We're not sure.
I think the drafts are $6 on the train.
There you go. You heard.
So that isn't flying fun.
I think so.
Yeah. It wouldn't matter to Dave.
Nope. He'd be like, well, $28? I'm thirsty.
Take two. I'll take two. Sounds good. All right. 7:21. She keeps him away. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. No, I mean, not to bitch, but I'm just giving you a warning. If you're flying these days, it's crazy packed. Yep. There's less flights, less people, and guess what? No snacks.
No snacks.
No snacks.
And they charge you $28 for a beer at the airport.
Yeah. Then you got to buy, you know, the Hudson News or whatever.
No, I spent like $100 on People magazines and Us and stuff like that.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And then, you know, the water's $4 a bottle. And if you're having a pop or a beer before you fly to loosen up, you know, it's very expensive.
It used to be nice.
Did you see my Instagram post? I had shrimp cocktail and a beer at Legals in Boston before I went to the airport.
How much?
That was $30.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was five nice shrimp.
Yeah, okay.
It was fine.
Okay.
I didn't B-I-T-C-H. No. You didn't hear me, did you?
No, I didn't. No? And I would definitely turn the volume down.
Yeah, if I did. Hey, Tim's got a flying hack for you, right, Tim?
Wife and I, we always bring our own nips on the plane.
How do you do that?
Gotta have it.
How do you bring your own nips?
You know, there was one time I really hate turbulence, and we'd gone to Dominican, and we were coming back, and we had to fly through Puerto Rico, and we stopped at the duty-free shop. So I mistakenly put my bag in the overhead bin, and there was a little bit of turbulence, and I hate turbulence. So, I just cracked open the bottles that were down by my feet.
Wait a minute. So because it's under 3 ounces, you can bring nips on board?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, you can bring them on, yep.
I never bring nips on. That's genius. What am I thinking?
The only thing you need to do is you have to put them in a Ziploc bag so they can see them on the conveyor belt. Because I've done that before. I had them in a bag and I had them in my, I had them in a Ziploc bag and I had them in my bag.
Yeah.
And then they gave me a hard time. So, as long as you put them out, that's they're fine with that.
How many nips can you fit in a gallon bag?
Yeah, as many as you want.
Yeah. Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's a good idea.
That makes flying the friendly skies.
Friendlier.
Friendlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, because one time we go too. Like I usually typically drink bourbon, and we were going. We were leaving on like an early morning flight, and I asked them for like a Jim Beam or something like that, and they said, "Oh no, we only had vodka." So then I just, you know, I bring whatever you want, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice. Chin vodka.
I'll just have some orange juice.
Thank you. I love it. You're my kind of guy,
Tim. Good hack.
All right, see you guys. Have a nice day.
Learn. I didn't think of that. He's absolutely right.
You know, I didn't think of it, and that's what's really shocking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm a nervous flyer and I love booze.
We love nips. So, gotta love those. Okay, good. Like a good hack. No, we do, because they're very convenient.
Yes.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right, Bob.
Yep. Dispose of them properly.
Yep, okay. Anyway. As they say. coming up, Morning Court. Adrian is on the phone. She does have some issues here. Maybe some trust issues. Yes. Should she or should she not trust her fiancé?
Okay.
Okay, with his little getaway. That's coming up.
All right, I'm interested.
I bet you're listening.
Uh-huh.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Adriana, guys.
Good morning.
And congratulate her because she's a bride-to-be. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling us. You emailed with Morning Court case that you're getting married.
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling us. You emailed with Morning Court case that you're getting married this fall, but there's a bit of an issue with the best girl. Is that what it is? Best woman? What are we calling it?
That's a good question.
Adriana, so what's the situation here?
So my fiance's best friend is a girl, and she's going to be his best man. They've been friends since grade school, and they're best friends and this and that.
So his best friend is a woman, and she's going to be the best woman?
Yeah, she's going to stand up for him at the wedding.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's been done before. Yeah.
It's been done before.
Okay. All right, so they go from there.
Basically, I'm not sure if I'm overthinking this or not, but I just get this really weird feeling. First of all, she's going to be at the bachelor party because she's hosting it.
Hey, that's different.
As long as she's not starring.
And then...
What's she wearing? A cop outfit?
Well, I mean, make me nervous.
Yeah.
No, it makes me more nervous.
Yeah.
But on top of that, a couple weeks ago, she gave me a copy of this movie called My Best Friend's Wedding. And I don't know if you guys know, it's kind of an old movie, but in the movie, the fiance's best friend is a woman, and she's still in love with the groom to be, and she's trying to destroy the wedding and throw everything off. And I'm watching this movie.
She gave you a copy of that? Was she? That's a lighthearted joke.
Huh? I don't know. It didn't seem that way. It freaked me out.
Okay. Is there any history with them at all? Are they just best friends that grew up together? And it's all good. It's a modern world, you know. Any history?
Well, yeah, they dated for like a year in high school, and the breakup, I guess, was mutual. This was before I even knew them. But sometimes she makes jokes like, oh, I already had him. He's all yours. And I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
That seems odd.
Plot thickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they dated, you said, back in high school. Breakup was mutual. They decided just to be friends. And now she kind of jokes about it. And he's all yours now. She's had him already. Okay. Whatever that means. I don't know.
Let's not. Yeah.
No, we're not going there. Okay. So that's not good, but it gets worse, you say.
Yeah. So they're really into golfing and they go on trips together. And they actually have one planned for after the wedding, where they're going to stay in the same room together. And it feels weird to me, you know.
Why would they stay in the same room together?
Yeah.
The trip is being paid by her company. It's a company trip, so she only gets one room, which I understand. But at the same, I wouldn't do that. I don't have friends like that I would go and sleep, you know.
No, your husband-to-be is saying, yeah, we're going to do this. You need to chill. So how do you feel about that weekend getaway?
I don't know. I don't think it's right. I honestly don't think men and women can be friends like that. Like, I don't have a single guy friend that's comparable to their relationship. And I'm weirded out by it.
Listen, I know I've said it ad nauseum, but it's a brand new world. I don't know. What's up is down and down is up. Maybe this is legit, right? I mean, so let's find out. Adriana, listen, thank you for calling Morning Court, but the best advice is yet to come. 888-410-1057. Folks will chime in, you know, help you steer you in one direction or the other. Okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Adriana. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned. Okay. So, yeah, maybe things are just different now, and right?
Well, I mean,
I don't know what pronoun they have.
All right, relax.
It could be.
Listen, it's just like, you know, best friends. People have best friends who are male and female.
Yeah.
But the best friend's wedding thing, you can have them. I've already had. Like, those are things that are like passive aggressive-y weirdo-ness.
They're reddish flags, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Dark pink.
Let's see what folks think, because like I said, it's 2021. Things are different. So it's
look at you throwing your hands up in the air. What do I know? It's 2021. I don't even know. Up from down. I don't know.
Well, not wrong. Not wrong. So that's why I'm going to let
giving up.
I'm just a simple man from another time.
That's right.
Simpler.
You had a best man.
That's what it was about.
That's
somebody
right.
Get me a scotch.
Yes. The best man was a man. Right. And he took you to a strip joint.
That's right. That's the way. Stag films.
Yeah, that's the way we used to do it. All right, fine. It's not about me. It's about Adriana. Let's help her. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian at 7:51. Don't hold the line. Call us. 888-410-1057, okay?
Genius.
Operators are standing by. We want to hear about this because, Adriana, I'm just zipping it.
Tease me. Don't make promises you can't keep.
No, okay.
Sir.
All right. I'm on the fence, and it hurts, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to
Sit tight.
Yeah, because I know it's a brave new world out there.
Uh-huh.
And is it okay for your groom-to-be to go on a golf trip prior to the wedding with the maid of honor or his best woman?
Yeah.
How about
my best woman.
Is that what she's called?
Who is the best woman? The bride or the woman?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mickey, you're up. What do you say to Adriana today? What are your thoughts on this?
So my thoughts are always follow your heart, but I have a best friend that I grew up with who's also a male, and we have gone on a million trips together. I can honestly say never anyone I've ever dated has never had a problem with it, and maybe it's just our friendship together. We're just so great. But I do make silly comments to his girlfriend here and there. She doesn't seem to get bothered by it. I do make silly comments like, oh, like, you know, whatever. But
like what?
You know, again, you can never... I don't know. I can't. I'm on my way to work. I can't even think of it.
Like silly okay, a little silly innuendo.
Oh, she's talking about you behind your back, though. You know that, right?
I'm sure he does. But I know she tells me. Don't even worry.
Okay,
about
all right.
She's got my back.
Two very secure things. Thank Mickey. Mickey, yeah, you're so fine.
Oh. I apologize. They cannot help it. It's just occupational hazard.
Great minds, Bob.
Yes. It is possible, but always follow your heart.
Thank you, Mickey. Hey, look, the difference is Adriana is not comfortable with it, but Mickey's friend
is
fine with it. So, all right, so let's go right to Rich. What do you say, Rich?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Gotcha. Go. What do you say?
All right. Well, a couple things here. I kind of dissected the whole situation, and I don't know. We don't know if she actually said something to him that it bothers her. If she did and he doesn't do anything about it, then she should go get a new pair of sneakers and run away from the guy.
All right.
Because it just doesn't work. But again, if she didn't voice her opinion, and then she should voice her opinion on it, but... There's no, you just don't do that to someone, especially when you get married. Or you explain the whole situation, and then again, if she voices her discomfort with him going away and all this stuff, and he doesn't take that to heart, then there's definitely a problem. But
yeah, I agree.
You know, I have to hear his side too. You know what I mean? Because he could voice it on the radio, but did she voice it to him?
That's why she called us, because I think she's trying to not. Record. You know, try not to make a big deal with him yet until maybe she gets some advice from people like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There you go, Rich.
This is her life. You know what I mean? This is her life.
That's it.
Her future. You know what I mean? What kind of guys is she getting involved with that goes sleeps in the same room? And the last girl that called has a best friend that's a guy. Great. But did she ever go out with him? This girl has gone out with the groom. Yeah. It's been for a year.
She's tried the goods.
All right, Rich, thank you. Yes, she's a
sample section.
Yeah, Rich doesn't like it. You know, what is to like here anyways? But that's the ultimate trust is what he's asking her to do.
I mean, forget it.
Right,
an old lady? No.
All right. 888-410-105. So we'll take some more calls, Adriana.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to Rick from North Andover. Hey, Rick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Doing great. Thank you very much.
Hey, Rick, did you hear a morning court at all today? With
I heard some of it, yes.
Now, what would you say to Adriana if that was a daughter of yours?
No, not going to happen.
There it is. Rick says not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Well, Dad has to write the check.
Does he?
Mostly I do. I did.
I have a fun thing for you. That's not always the case these days.
Yeah.
Good thing about 2021.
Yeah, I guess that would be. Hey, Rick, anyway, enough about us. Rick, tell us about yourself.
I've been married for 41 years to the fabulous Angela. She put that on me, so that's a great thing.
Yep.
Nice.
I have 2 daughters and 3 grandkids.
Aww.
Look at that. So he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does.
Hey, so Rick, let's play Super Smart, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. East Coast Metal Roofing, built to last a lifetime, guaranteed. You ready for your shot at $1,000, Rick?
I am. Let's go for it.
All right, let's go for it. Remember, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. LBF will go back to it if there's time. Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
What name does deer meat go by?
Venison.
What kind of alcohol is Russia known for?
Vodka.
True or false? Babies are born without a kneecap.
True.
In the United States, what month is Labor Day in?
September.
What was the name of the group Justin Timberlake used to be part of?
Backstreet Boys.
Parkers, trenches, bombers, and peas are types of what?
Pass.
What part of the atom has no electric charge?
Ion. NSYNC was the other one.
According to the commercial, what is the fabric of our lives?
Pass.
Who discovered penicillin?
Jonas Salk.
According to the commercial, what's the fabric of our lives?
Pass.
Out of time, Rick. You got 6 correct. And you passed a couple. I got 6. Yeah, he went back for NSYNC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
are
right.
Are we in sync?
Yeah, we're in sync.
We're in sync.
We are, Bob. Okay, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
All right, here's what you missed. Parkers, trenches, bombers, and peas are types of coats.
Come on, Rick, you knew that.
Yeah.
The part of the atom that has no electric charge is the neutron.
You know what would have helped in that?
What?
If you said Paca.
Oh, Paca.
Paca.
Yeah, would have helped. Sorry, next time I'll... Yep. Drop that. According to the commercial, what is the fabric of our lives? Cotton.
The fabric of our lives.
Thank you, Brian.
Jingles work.
Who discovered penicillin? Alexander Fleming.
Oh.
I know, right?
That is a tough one.
It's toughy.
Because you're thinking Jonas Salk, that was polio.
Right.
Right. The vaccine was for that. Like, boy, stuff. We could use a Jonas Salk now, couldn't we?
Or an Alexander Fleming.
Well, either one. Hey, Rick, you didn't win $1,000, but you and I remember your wife's name is Angela. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Well, why don't you two guys go out on us with a $50 gift card to D's Keys, Boston's favorite dueling piano bar. They're back, baby. And everybody else can make your reservations Friday and Saturday at dskeys.com. Rick, you're going to love it there. We were there a while back and just had a great night, all of us. So
it was awesome.
Enjoy it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Rick in North Andover. Remember, if you want to play Super Smart, it's easy to do. Just sign up at WROR.com. Of course, play the home version of the game, right?
Yes, you play it, then you slay it, then we pay it.
That's how it goes.
That's how it works. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Parka.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court's in session today, and we have Adriana we were talking with earlier. She's a bit distraught because her fiancé's best man is a best woman. Now, this best woman is someone that the fiancé dated back in high school. No big deal. That's over, so says he, and the best woman, okay?
Yep.
But Adrian's not comfortable with it because they're going to take a pre-bachelorette party or bachelor party's a golf trip. Now, to be fair, the other guys in the wedding party are going as well.
But still.
But, yeah, she's going to be sharing the room with the groom.
Room with the groom.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The room's in the room.
I'm not into that rhyme.
The groom's in the room. Right? You don't like that. So Adriana is not sure how she should feel about it because it's a brave new world. So
you say that so like bravely.
Up is down and down is up, right? I don't know. Pronouns? I don't know. But we have Jenna on the phone. Jenna, what's your take on it? Hi, good morning.
Hi, I think that Adriana needs to be more vocal. She needs to tell her husband, you know, stop messing around with this girl. Maybe not messing around, but I think that she needs to tell her if this is something that bothers her. She needs to discuss this with her husband before they get married.
All right, Jenna, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, what your age is. at least.
I'm 23.
Okay, now I
figured. I'm in a serious relationship of 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
The reason I ask is because, like I keep saying, maybe that's like the new trendy thing. But Jenna doesn't think so. And she's 23.
No, absolutely not. This is not okay. Especially the movie thing. That was like red flags going off left and right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does your boyfriend have a girlfriend? Like, who's, like, you know, like a good friend or...
So, similar situation. They dated in high school, and they were still friends. And I said, you know what? I'm not comfortable with this at all. And he said, okay, Jenna, you know, I'll listen to you. And now, I wasn't comfortable with it. And he listened to me. So...
All right, yeah. So,
I think Adriana, if they're getting married, they need to do the same thing.
Okay.
I like it. Wow. You said it, and he, you know...
Respected it. It's a respect issue.
Yeah.
Really, what about...
Adriana just needs to say it, then, right? Yeah. Hey, Jenna.
He's marrying Adriana, right?
Right.
I don't know.
That's the idea. Hey, good call. Thank you for listening, Jenna. Good stuff.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
So, Greg, you're saying that in a pinch, you'll be the man of honor.
I'll be the maid of honor. Then, you know, things would be even all around on the altar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wherever.
Yeah. Then you could go, you know, maybe a bachelorette party.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever the girls do these days.
Well, the only thing is, I don't know about the garter, if I could get it up the thigh anymore, you know?
your thigh? Yeah, that's... Okay, Greg. That's funny. Later. See you, buddy. Ashley, what do you say?
Hi. Yes, so I say, you know, you should always trust your intuition. And if your intuition is saying that there's some red flags there and it doesn't feel right, then she's probably right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, I love this girl's accent. Ashley, we've talked to you before.
Yes.
Where are you from?
No, it's the first time I'm calling in.
It's the first time calling in?
Oh, first time caller.
Yes.
Oh, I've just, you have an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
South Africa.
Well, lay some South African wisdom on us. Come on.
Yeah, thank you. So I just think that the both of them need to have a conversation, a very open conversation, and try and set some boundaries and talk about some boundaries. She needs to communicate what's making her feel uncomfortable so he can understand how she's feeling, you know? And I do believe that every relationship should have boundaries, mm-hmm. that should be respected by each person. And I believe in a woman's intuition as well. If you feel something's off, you're probably right.
But LBF,
if you feel everything's
off, do you believe
okay,
in women's intuition,
right.
LBF?
100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
What's your intuition telling you about this one?
About what's my intuition telling me? Mm. Yeah, it's not a good situation. He needs to knock it off. That's what I think.
There it is. And that's what is that what yours is telling
you?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Well, thank you, Ashley.
Yeah.
All the way from South Africa.
All right.
I like
it. Yes, I wish her good luck.
Well,
thanks, guys.
We'll pass it on. Thanks for listening, Ashley.
Sensation.
Thank you.
Bye. Do we have it's just a great audience listening to the show. You know, all the way from South Africa.
Laying some South African wisdom on us.
She did. She did laid it down, didn't she? And I like it. Okay. Look, here's the deal. She's got to, Adrian, just talk to the guy, your groom. Say, I'm not comfortable. Because obviously you're not. You wouldn't have called us if you were.
And if he chooses her over you, guess what?
Yeah.
Gotta start calling some of those venues.
That's right.
Just saying.
There's some heavy cancellation.
Right? Fun. Exactly.
Just say, look, here it is.
Because you know what? If he puts her first, he'll always put somebody before
She should
you.
Pick up the phone and talk to the friend and say, there's no groom.
In your room.
That's right.
She should pull a Karen from Goodfellas.
Yeah, right?
It's Janice Rossi.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't go there. Okay. There
Everybody
it is.
Everybody who's seen that movie
knows that she's a blank. Okay.
A blank.
Good luck, Adriana. Adriana, good luck.
Good luck. Have
that conversation. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. That's the Eagles. Heartache tonight. I got a scoop on the Eagles. I think we're going to have more tickets to give away next week.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Oh, my God.
I read the memo. You didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I never read the memo.
No, yeah, no, you should read the memo. Okay. LBF, what's going on, Dirty Laundry? It's 8:36.
Okay. Well, before I tell you what actress thinks that bathing should be optional, I want to mention that today is Barack Obama's 60th birthday. Happy birthday to the former president.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently vacationing in his $12 million cottage on Martha's Vineyard. And he was going to throw a big soiree this weekend for 700 of his nearest and dearest until somebody said, "Hey, Brock, there's a Delta variant, and maybe that's bad optics." I know what that means because I talk politics.
That's good.
And so...
So BO is 6-0, and...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay. And so he has decided to tap the brakes, and he is not having a big party. He's going to have close family and friends.
Dial it down.
There's probably going to be a lot of cake left over.
I know. Right? I mean, my God.
I can go.
That's a big... I wonder what kind of cancellation fee that is.
Right?
You know?
It was going to be at his house, right? You mean as far as the caterers and
all?
Yeah,
the tents, the caterers.
They're going to be eating scallops wrapped in bacon all week.
Right. I know. That sounds
fun. I want to get invited to somebody's
a
private
soiree
home
like that.
On the vineyard where you have to like drive 3 miles down a dirt road to even see it.
I went to, back in the day, went to Carly Simon's house for a record party.
Didn't they like block out the windows?
They blocked out the bus so we didn't know how to get to her house.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. She
I'm
was
so
very,
jealous of that.
It was an unbelievable setting. It really was. So she had a clam bake for, you know, some DJs and whatever. And lobster, the whole thing.
Why doesn't that happen now?
It doesn't. Those were the good old days. That's when
How
they talked about
I missed
That's
the why
they
good were good old days.
Yes.
And
G-O-D. Good old days.
All right.
Gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's lucky for you. Anyway, canceled it.
She was very nice, by the way, Carly. I will say this. Yes.
You know who lives on the vineyard, too?
Huh.
Judy Blume, one of my favorite childhood authors. And do you know what I found out this past week?
Yeah.
My sister, Julie Beckham, had dinner with Judy Blume a couple of years ago and never told me.
Wow.
And that's why I'm going to tell this. When my sister was like 5 years old, she didn't bathe for an entire month. She wore a Smurf shirt and she went swimming in a pool. I bring this up because a week ago, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis admitted that they don't bathe themselves or their kids very often. And Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard fully support that. This is what Kristen had to say about when she feels like she needs to bathe her children ages 6 and 8.
I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink. Okay. Once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up.
There's a red flag because honestly, it's
just bacteria. Once you get the bacteria, you got to be like, get in the tub or the shower. So I don't hate what they're doing. I wait for the stink.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, the bath every night as a parent, you're like, please make it stop. So I understand.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why it's good to have a pool. If you can afford a pool, it means less bathing in the summer.
You just outed your sister when she was a 5-year-old.
5 years old.
Wasn't
wicked cute.
Her decision.
Yes, it was. My mother's like, you don't. It was.
She said, live with it.
She said,
you want to stink? Stink.
No, my sister didn't stink because she went in the pool every day.
Oh, so she
But she wore her little Smurf shirt, and she's like, I'm going for it at 5. She's like, whatever.
That's funny.
Isn't it? She was awfully cute, and she didn't stink, but I'm still mad at her about not telling me about Judy.
You know, it's amazing. You put a picture up of your sister, Julie, right? And your niece, Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
You guys all have, like, this incredibly same, like, hair and look.
Yeah.
Charlotte could be your daughter.
I know.
Right?
I know. It's nice. It's one of those things, though.
You couldn't get a Beckham look.
Exactly. You couldn't get away with anything when I was growing up because they knew would look at you and say, aren't you a Beckham?
Yeah.
They knew. And like, yes.
That's great. Yes. Damn it. You done?
I'm done.
Yeah. That Carly Simon was incredible. And the coffee was amazing.
Was it the clouds in the coffee?
Yeah. There were little clouds in the coffee. It was good. No. What? You had to stir it.
Did you?
There were clouds in your coffee.
Did you think the song was about you, Bob?
I did.
Probably, knowing that guy.
All righty then. She's very nice. Fun day. Too bad you weren't there.
No.
Too bad,
too bad they had to put a hood over your head to get you there, but whatever. Okay. Like you were being kidnapped in a white van.
I walked off that like I owned the joint.
Okay.
What was that? What's the other?
An ascot?
The scarf I wrote?
Oh, no. A scarf was apricot. An apricot scarf.
Whatever that means. Okay.
It's just that color.
Yeah, that's right.
It's peach.
You done?
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more with George Harrison's great 80s song, Got My Mind Set on You. Last night, Fenway, it was Guns N' Roses, GNR. And Brian, one of your friends put some audio up of Axl Yep. Right?
There it is.
At Fenway. People excited.
The Jungle Fenway.
That's awesome. Let's see how...
he knew where he was.
He knew where he was.
Bonus.
But,
yeah.
But could he hit those high notes? Not bad. Sounds a little tired, right?
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's tough. And, you know, he's not 20 anymore.
No.
He's not wearing those.
I saw him in 93, top of his game.
Yeah.
Right, with leather pants. He was wearing the...
the crotch corset?
No, Scottish. He was wearing, what do you call it?
The kilt.
Yeah.
Oh.
And but he sounded incredible back then. But he's like you said...
Yeah, I mean,
how's he
going to
do that at
60? Nobody sounds the same as they did when they were younger.
You think Robert Plant from Zeppelin's out there?
No. You know what he's doing? He's doing duets with Alison Krauss. That's like a definitely solid. Low register sort of job. So let's cut everyone some slack, shall we?
If you're a young rock star, maybe write songs with the lower notes. Mm-hmm. You can hit later.
Well, later in life.
Yes.
You know who knew that?
Who?
Neil Diamond.
Right.
Song.
I don't know when I was young. I used to call your name. I love
it. Yeah, Neil Diamond's great.
Yeah, he knew.
Billy Joel's at Fenway tonight, right?
Billy's at Fenway.
And New Kids Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have concerts back. Yeah, Billy tonight, same thing. He's not worried about any high notes.
No.
Don't go change, right?
Nope.
Just the way you are, baby.
The key to longevity.
Is a lower key. Right. Lower the key.
Lower the key.
Right.
The longer the longevity.
That's it right there. Okay. Man, we're good. We just,
lower the bar.
Lower the bar. As far as this advice goes.
Can we drink?
Yeah, lower the bar. Okay. Hey, serious note. Well, not too serious. But
low note.
Low note. Go to WROR.com because we're giving away a $1,500 shopping spree. No hoops to jump through.
Good.
Just sign up and then cross your fingers. Somebody's going to win a $1,500 shopping spree. Do whatever you want. Could be for back to school shopping.
That's awesome.
Or whatever you want.
All right. We're not
even, no questions asked. Just,
no.
Good. Right? Hey, what are you going to spend this on? None of your business.
Exactly. It's at WROR.com. There you go. All right, 2 hours of commercial-free music is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.